Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bermuda, and we are at the Grotto Bay Resort and Beach Club. We are here for the 31st annual Greg Hill Classic to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. We will play that later on today in the beautiful sunshine here in Bermuda. And what a week. We got a Celtics game, a Bruins game, Celtics game, Bruins game. It feels like the old days around here, Curtis, in this city.
Yeah, it feels like before you came to EI when everybody was winning. And the Celtics right now are the most dominant local team since the 07 Patriots. Mm. They are as big of a wagon, as big of a favorite. I mean, I think it's like almost even money right now for them to win the championship, which is unheard of at this stage of the playoffs. And I with the way the Nuggets have gone this, obviously Wiggy, Minnesota, and OKC are no joke, but the Celtics are just an absolute wagon.
And to be able to look as good as they looked last night without Kristaps, and I know Al Horford goes in for him, but then you look at a guy like Luke Kornet, he had 11 rebounds last night. Like, he is somebody who's stepped his game up in the absence of somebody like Kristaps Porzingis. And if I'm the Celtics, do you force him coming back early? Absolutely not. Like, you hold him out as long as he needs, so when he comes back, he is 100% good to go. Until then, this team is okay without him.
Yeah, I think this and I've said this before, I don't think you need Kristaps Porzingis, whether it's, for Cleveland. You definitely don't need him for Cleveland. And then the next series, you're going to get Indiana or the Knicks, and I don't think you need him for either one of those teams. When you look at what those teams do well, the Knicks' best player is Jalen Brunson. It's not like they're a team that relies on a big, and Al Horford and Luke Kornet, they can get the job done, especially on the defensive side. And if you get a guy like Derek White, who's playing the way he's playing, he now can give you some of that production that you might have lost from the injury to Porzingis. And then Drew Holiday steps up, and your boy Peyton Pritchard came in there, made a couple of threes. So I think they have enough offense to hold it down throughout the Eastern Conference, all the way through
these. Yeah, but I mean, Porzingis plays when he's ready to play.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him until the NBA Finals.
Same.
You wouldn't?
No. Why?
I don't know, so he can knock the rust off.
Well, if you think that it's him needs to knock some of the rust off, okay, then maybe come the Eastern Conference Finals, you get him out there and you put him on a minutes restriction just to kind of get some of that rust going. So when he hits the NBA Finals, he's up to speed. But if he feels like, hey, I'm not going to be rusty when I come back, I would just say sit him all the way through so you know he doesn't aggravate it or get hurt in the finals when you really need him.
The biggest question I have, Greg, and it's sort of off the court, but bear with me. Can they get the duck boats submarine ready in time for the parade?
It's going to be quick. You'd have to ask Jackson about that one.
Yeah, I mean, does it have to be duck boats? I know it's the tradition. Can we do something different? I mean, it's a new era.
We love the duck boats. Do not get rid of the duck boats, but put them back in the water.
Really?
Yes.
How much do you want to bet that Mayor Wu has some electric van design ready to roll that she's going to have everybody on? By the way, I have a question just totally random.
Let me just tell you, Wiggy, get ready because Hazel is here and she's going to join us in a minute. And I want you to tell her that she's not an athlete as a three-time Olympian. But go ahead.
Yesterday, as I do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm driving James to gym and I'm on the Pike and traffic, guess what? Awful. And a massive normal, I guess just a generic MBTA bus with the sign instructional bus in its back, you know, whatever, the screen that flashes what the bus number is. Do you think we could get those on the road not between the hours of 3 and 5 in the afternoon? Like, what's the purpose? You're not learning anything. You're sitting in traffic. Can we get at least some of those cars off the road? Who benefits from having those cars in the middle of traffic at rush hour with no passengers on board at all?
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be public transportation available at all times, Curtis.
But there's nobody on it. It was just an instructional bus.
Ones like one of them out of service type buses.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe rather than bus lanes, if they could turn them into submarines, they could just drive right into the Charles River. I get where they're going. All right. Hazel Clark is here. We got to put that. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming by.
Of course. I would not miss it.
My guy, Wiggy, is back at the radio station. You're a three-time Olympian.
Yes, three-time U.S. Olympian.
Unbelievable.
800 meter.
You got it. Brutal race.
Gold, silver, what?
Okay, so I am six-time national champion, won six national titles, two-time Olympic finalist, which means you're top eight in the world. And my family made history. My sister-in-law and I are the only family to sweep first, second, and third at the Olympic trials.
No way.
Yeah. And so, so we comprise the whole U.S. Olympic team.
Okay.
Sister's a four-time Olympian. Sister-in-law is a five-time Olympian and Olympic gold medalist. Oh. And there's me.
Your gene pool is insane.
Yeah, my niece is actually now going for her Olympic team, and she's a Gator just like me. So we're excited.
Oh,
okay.
My
gosh. So say hi to Wiggy. Wiggy's back.
Hi, Wiggy.
Wiggy's what up? What up?
What's Wiggy, up, Wiggy?
What's good?
Wiggy played for the Patriots.
Okay,
Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wiggy.
Suggested on this show earlier that you as a runner are not an athlete.
What? Wiggy. Yo, how could you say such a thing?
Because I said this. I don't think what's the Jamaican runner's name? Usain Bolt. Like, when I think of athletes, I think of athletic coordination. You're a highly skilled runner that is an Olympian. I take nothing
You're
away
kidding,
from
right?
your accomplishments.
No.
No, it's not.
Because, you know, here's what I... Greg, what'd you say her name was again? I missed her name.
Hazel.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Here's what I said.
He's bad with names.
I'm horrible.
Yeah, he's bad with names. Yeah. He doesn't know our name.
Yeah. He calls him Craig.
My wife, Hazel, always criticizes me about it. But here's what I say, because I put them, you know, I'm not saying they say golfers are athletes.
Yeah,
nope.
We were saying golfers. We were talking about the tournament here in November. We were saying golfers are athletes.
I mean, I would say track and field is probably the most extreme sport. It's your body against the clock. Mm. The training is brutal. My event, the 800, takes, very high level. It's not like being a marathon runner, not putting down a marathon runner. It's not something that you can just go out there and just progressively run forever and get better at. It takes such a high level of athleticism to run two laps in 2 minutes or better. And at this point, they're running 155, 156. When you put that in perspective, I struggle with that. I mean, you have to lift weight, you have to have endurance, you have to have flexibility and agility. You really have to have everything going for you to be a runner. So, Wiggy,
But speed is something you're born with. Like, I played with like a million football. Like, speed, if you're a Usain Bolt or a speed runner, that's something you have to be born with. That's a gift that God gave you, right? A marathon runner is different. And when I look at an athlete, I think of the athletic coordination, the ability to stop on a dime, backpedal, and being able to do all these movements at one time in one specific, you know, sporting competition.
Whether have you ever seen the hurdles, Wiggy? Or you don't have a TV? Have you
seen I've seen the hurdles.
The pole vault.
Yes, like, I've seen the hurdles.
Long jump, triple
see,
jump.
See, now, you, Hazel, you know who I said that I would give athletes? Triathlons, what Bruce Jenner used
decathlon?
To do. Decathlon?
Decathlon. Yeah.
Oh
yes,
my God.
I give him credit for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Help.
Hazel, people get butt hurt, Hazel.
Bless you, Wiggy. It's okay.
They get butt hurt when I say
it. He's very judgmental of other athletes.
I see that.
Wiggy, what was your 40 time coming out of Georgia?
I was probably about a 4.75. I wasn't fast, though.
Oh, Wiggy, that's interesting. No wonder you're hating on that.
No.
Seems like that wasn't your strength.
No, I wasn't blessed with speed. That was one gift that I did not get from God. I wasn't blessed with speed.
Well, you know what? You can be blessed with speed, but the work ethic it takes to be, when you're talking about top eight in the world, when you're talking about making a U.S. Olympic team specifically, hardest team in the world to make, I know the type of training I had to do on a serious note with, you know, the endurance side plus the speed side plus the strength training. It takes a lot of work, and being talent is not enough. You know, it takes so much dedication and hard work. I know you understand that.
I give golfers their credit. Like, I've always give Tiger Woods I give race car drivers credit for what they do, what they accomplish. I give you credit, but people get very sensitive when you start to say, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, you know, swimmers are not athletes.
Well,
then
yeah,
they
like,
go,
Mike,
wait
do you
a
think
second.
Michael Phelps, so, Hazel, do you think Michael Phelps is a...
Of course he's an athlete. What are we? I'm so confused.
Yes.
Like, Wiggy, I've been around a long time, uh-huh. And never have I heard this take.
First time
this
for everything,
so
Hazel.
About like, what are you talking... Of course
so,
he's an athlete.
All right, so if we're going to go down this road, would you say a NASCAR driver is an athlete?
I mean, I think anytime there's equipment involved that
oh, see, you're on my. You are exactly with me.
I that's different.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But I'm talking about your body.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so let me ask
totally
you.
Different.
Let me ask you this, Hazel. So is a cyclist an athlete?
I'm going to say yes, because the cyclist is the one that controls the speed of the bike.
Okay.
But when you're in the race car and you're, to me, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
Your foot controls.
There
the
you
gas,
go.
An Olympic speed walker. Yeah. So they're an athlete now?
Actually, they are an athlete. Wow. I mean, they are an athlete because there's an art to that, and it takes a lot of training. They really do train hard. A lot of people discount it. I would count them as an athlete.
I don't know if you heard this, but I was singing earlier. I am a singer.
I have to hear it at this point. Let me hear a few tunes.
You will regret that.
I only sing in the shower, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Just like the speed situation, Wiggy. I'm getting a theme here.
You're a rapper?
I definitely am a freestyle artist. I'm from I'm from New Jersey. You know, I can do it. I like to do it for fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, you're also the director of global business development and partnerships for the Bermuda Tourism Authority.
Yes.
And it is beautiful here. I've never been.
Really?
No. And it's only, you know, the flight is a short flight. So I'm sure, is Boston, when it comes to travel here, one of the most popular
huge markets
for you guys? Yeah.
Boston's a huge market. Where I'm from, New Jersey, New York, is a huge market. I started coming to Bermuda as a young girl. I had my piano recital here.
Oh.
So I was familiar with Bermuda. And for me, I mean, we have an office in New York. I can fly, do some meetings, and come back in the same day. It's really, really awesome. And people do not realize.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's how close and convenient it is to get to another world, to paradise. I love that.
Yeah.
Does it ever, you know... draw you in? You're in New York and yeah. You know that you can come here. Are you ever like, maybe I want to go move? How could you stay in New York when you know you've got this paradise?
Well, I have a house here. My husband's Bermudian and my daughter's in school here. So I spend more of my time here now than New Jersey.
Okay.
So I'm from Maplewood, New Jersey, and I get back there occasionally, but more here now.
Okay.
Courtney,
that makes me feel better.
When it comes to tourist attractions, Courtney's thinking of swimming the caves.
Good.
Should she do that? She's high anxiety.
So but a good
too.
Swimmer.
I am too. You're going to love it. It's therapeutic. My best friend says for her, it was just one of the most natural, holistic experiences she's ever had. Then you go ahead and follow that up with a nice massage in the caves. That's such a great experience. If you're a spa girl, there's no spa like this spa, beautiful spa here in the caves.
Wiggy would be in on the massage in the caves.
Wiggy.
He loves a good hot tub.
I love a good
Wiggy,
hot tub.
That's one thing we can agree on is the hot tub situation.
Yes. I love a good hot tub.
Yes.
Yeah. He likes to sit on the jets.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
The jets don't like it very much.
Hazel is not surprised by that.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. My wife and I, we love a good spa.
Yeah. Okay.
We know.
Yeah.
You know what? That's why we've been married 30 years.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Level up, people.
What?
Yes.
That's a secret.
Level up.
She has headphones.
Hazel's thinking there's somebody who has put up with Wiggy for 30 years. Yeah. Is there someone?
She deserves an Olympic gold medal.
She is a saint.
Yes, she does. So other things that one should do when visiting here?
People love to swim with the dolphins. People love to just – this is the great thing about Bermuda. It's so safe. It's so clean. You can come here and get on the bus and just let the bus drop you off at all the different beautiful islands that are connected here and explore. People get a Twizy, which is our little small electric car. They get the Twizy. They jump in the Twizy. One of my friends, he's traveled all over the world. He's an Olympian. And he said, coming here and jumping in a Twizy and playing his music and just stopping wherever he wanted to stop and looking at the different views and taking in the culture, these beautiful, friendly people here. The whole island is your resort in Bermuda. And there's other islands and destinations. You can't leave the resort. You don't feel safe.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that here. And that is huge.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong.
We went to the Swizzle Inn last night.
Oh, you already are hitting the good stuff.
Is that,
you didn't invite me?
Tonight, you should hang with us
tonight.
Okay,
all right.
Is the Swizzle, the rum Swizzle, the official drink, or is it the...
Dark and Stormy.
The Dark and Stormy.
Dark and Stormy, I believe, but people go with both. I mean... depending on what kind of, to be honest with you, I'm not a drinker.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are either Dark and Stormy or Rum Swizzle people. And they're both amazing drinks. So.
And then one thing that we should eat while we're here.
Did you have your fish sandwich yet?
No. Everybody's talking about
that.
I've had fish sandwiches.
No, you haven't had anything like that. Life changing.
Really?
What it's type of you might actually move here after you have
really?
It.
Really?
What type of fish would you go with?
You ask them what the local... fish that they have right now is, and I'd probably go with whatever they have local, and they'll put it on, and it's such a delicious combination. It's something you'd never expect. Raisin bread,
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I live out west. Woody's, where I live, which is a whole experience in itself that you guys have to hang out and check out. They, I think, have the best fish sandwiches. They're so good. But there are a few places all over the island. There's a big debate about where the best ones are.
Okay, and best time of the year to come here?
You know what? I love October. I love any time of year. But for me, October is when I came over the second time and met my husband and all of that. And it's just a special, beautiful time. Not too hot. But really, you can't go wrong. Even in the winter, here is 65 degrees or so. It's beautiful when you want to escape from, you know, the cold up north. And there's so much to do culturally during the winter. You've got restaurant weeks, and you've got spa month, and you've got all these things, and cultural art month, and different experiences that aren't just about laying on the beach. So you can't go wrong in Bermuda. I almost say have a winter experience and a summer, spring experience if you can.
Well, we want to thank you and the tourism agency for supporting us and bringing us here for the golf tournament. And we might have to make it an every year destination.
Agreed. Listen, I would love for you guys to leave saying you're coming back. You are such a phenomenal group, and we're just so
Except
happy
for Wiggy.
To host you. Wiggy, I'm Wiggy. Look, Wiggy, we got to work on this. Okay?
I'll be there. I told you, wife and I will be there soon. Soon
All
come.
Right. I will host you when you come.
No doubt.
For sure. We'd love to have
you
guys.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Define host.
Yeah. By host, I mean possibly lock him out the border if he says I'm not a real athlete.
Just keep the drinks a flowing.
There you go.
The dark and stormies. So that's what my wife calls me, so keep them flowing.
Oh, really? Dark and stormy.
It's a wild ride.
Funny. Okay, we got it.
Crazy. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yes, yes. All right, Hazel.
Yes, thank it was a
you,
pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love your island.
We love that you are here.
Okay,
and
all right. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.